You're listening to What's New with Wired.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews. This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews.
Hello, my name is Nick Olmos, and this is Tech In 2 from Wired.
Brought to you by Quantix School of Business and Technology. Innovation doesn't happen in pre-recorded lectures. Quantix Executive MBA uses interactive micro-lessons and personalized feedback every 8 seconds. Paired with a global network of high-achieving professionals, it's the modern MBA you've been waiting for. Visit quantic.edu/wired for more.
Biden gets to work on the pandemic, the CDC adjusts vaccine guidelines, and death tolls rise worldwide. Here's what you should know. Joe Biden has wasted no time when it comes to tackling the public health crisis that will invariably define his presidency. On Wednesday, just hours after he was sworn in as America's 46th president, he signed 3 executive orders pertaining to the pandemic. The following day, he issued 10 executive orders and released his administration's 198-page plan for handling the coronavirus. New provisions cover everything from enhancing data collection to increasing testing capacity to boosting vaccine supply manufacturing with the help of the Defense Production Act. Biden described the strategy as a wartime undertaking. The CDC updated the vaccination guidelines on its website this past Thursday, saying that second doses of the Moderna and Pfizer/BioNTech vaccines can be administered up to 6 weeks after the first dose, if the recommended time frame isn't feasible. This change dovetails with the Biden administration's plan to release all available doses of the vaccine, rather than holding back half to ensure those who've gotten the first installment get the second at the right time. Speedy vaccination is more important than ever since mutations develop when a virus spreads. The more people are inoculated, the easier they will be to suppress. A year ago, Wired reporter Megan Multani asked, could China's new coronavirus become a global epidemic? Now we know. As of last week, more than 400,000 Americans have been killed by the virus, a grim milestone Joe Biden marked in a memorial service on the eve of his inauguration. Even as hundreds of thousands of Americans are being vaccinated every day, there are still many areas, from reopening schools to traveling safely, where Americans are feeling their way through the dark.
Want more news you can use? Sign up for the Tech In 2 newsletter at wired.com/TT.
So if you ask anyone in the Wired newsroom, what's on your mind? Here's what some of us are thinking about.
Big tech,
the coronavirus pandemic,
climate change,
disinformation and election security,
what policing should look like in the future.
This is Get Wired. And I'm your host, Lauren Good.
Every story about technology is really a story about people.
The good, the bad, and the ugly.
Get Wired. Subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.